All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. We roll on here tonight. A reminder here, our show is presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. It's daspitlaw.com. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys. Look, they're going to work for you 24/7, nights and weekends if you get in an accident. Nobody wants to, but at times you need representation. It's the Daspit Law Firm. They get soccer on the airwaves in both Houston and Austin. And be ready for our great World Cup coverage that will also be presented by the Daspit Law Firm. All right, great friend, former TV partner at HDNet. He is a Major League Soccer legend, also a U.S. national team legend. He is Marcelo Balboa. He joins us now. Marcelo, how are you?
I'm good, buddy. Just sitting here in beautiful flood warning Colorado right now.
Yeah, and just for full disclosure here, last night I get a picture from Marcelo, beautiful picture of an elk. Because he goes on long walks with his dog in the morning. And, you know, you always make me very jealous. You know, I go to the park here. We don't see too many elk. We see a lot of frogs.
Listen, I showed that picture to my mom and she's like, why? Why do you need to get that close? Why do you need a picture? I wasn't that close. And Coda would scare the elk away. That's for sure.
Coda is Marcelo's dog. All right. What's different this year with the Colorado Rapids? Tell my Dynamo listeners.
You know, you'll see Wednesday night. you'll be preparing for the following weekend. Now, listen, I think it's like anything else. You had a pretty successful year in 2021. 2022 has been a year of some change. You know, when you get rid of, when you sell Sammy Vines, you loan out Cole Bassett, you lose Dominic Baggi, you start going down, you start losing players, you lose Trusty. Jack Price hasn't been healthy 100%. So you bring in new players that are trying to adjust to Robin's system, you know? So it's been a little bit of, we'll just say inconsistency, maybe lack of focus, but I think that's where you can pretty much sum up this year. It's just lack of consistency.
He's Marcelo Balboa, also the color analyst for the Colorado Rapids for many, many years. All right, when you say that, we are seeing the Rapids trending upward a little bit here. So does it really matter if they make a run and get into the playoffs under Robin and make something happen and make some noise?
Listen, I think that every team wants to make some noise. Every team wants to fight for the playoff spot. The important thing is getting in. We've seen it before, a seventh seed, an eighth seed back in the past that can get into a playoff and can make a run at the MLS Cup. So they are trending up. They've had quite a few nice games where they've scored 9 goals, but they've given up 7. So again, I think the little mistakes that happened last year, they didn't get punished for them. This year, they're being punished for those little tiny indecisions, misstep here, miss crosshair, miss marking here. So it's one of those years where, again, you got to fight, you got to grind. And that's what Colorado's doing right now. At times they look good. At times they look good, but at times you sit there going, whoo, that's they're very fortunate that they didn't lose that game. But again, the important thing about this group is you'll never see them give up that fighting spirit. They'll fight for 90 minutes. And this year, you're thankful you have a guy who's got 12 goals in Diego Rubio. Well, I'll say it again. I think the league made a mistake. I think he's an all-star. What he's done this year for the Colorado Rapids is something that not a lot of teams can do. You don't have a high-priced midfielder. You don't have a high-priced goal scorer. You have good, solid player. He works hard defensively. He goes forward. He puts the ball in the back of the net. He's optimistic. And he got shut out this year.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Diego Rubio. We're talking to Marcelo Balboa, the Colorado Rapids analyst, former U.S. national team member. Describe kind of his role, because as you said, he's having an outstanding year. Yeah. Hit the penalty in the draw against Columbus. Take me into maybe what has changed this year for him positionally or any nuance.
Listen, one, he's not playing as a 9. Okay, you bring in Jazzy Zardes. Jazzy takes that focus away. They've got another option to play. Before with Colorado, if you marked Rubio out of the game, you could slow them down because with Barrios and with Lewis on the outside, they would get in. But if you got two guys man marking Rubio, it's difficult. Right now, they've moved him. Robin saw something in Rubio that not a lot of teams, I think, would have seen. They dropped him back into the midfield where he's playing almost that false 9, but he's able to get the ball. He's able to distribute. He's able to get into the box. look at some of his goals. They've been trailing behind Zardes, not in with Zardes, but trailing behind, where he's able to pick a ball off in that space between the midfielders and the back line. And the thing that people don't realize is watch the effort he makes defensively. He runs his butt off to help chase. At times you see him tackling inside the 18 and marking inside the 18 defensively. So this year, it's just, you know, it is as a forward, when you have that year where you feel it, you get that sense. And he's got that this year. But if you watch him on the ball, he's very good. He's very strong on the ball. He covers it well. His distribution has been fantastic this year. Some of the balls that he's laid into Jonathan Lewis behind a back line. So I think that he's coming into his own. And I think he said it the other day for him. He said, this is the first year that he's been with Colorado that he's had a full preseason from start to finish, and he was able to stay healthy.
But how much of this is the masterstroke about making him a withdrawing forward or second forward, as you said?
Listen, you've got to find strength, and you've got to have your best players on the field. So Robin realized they needed a nine, okay? So they went out and got a nine in Jazzy Zardes, who's got seven goals, who's coming to life again, which is awesome. But then how do you put Rubio on the bench? Robin's like, no. We're going to put him in a role where he can get forward, but he's going to help us defend. And he probably covers more ground than 90% of the players on the Rapids on the field. That's how much he runs.
Is this a little bit of dumb luck, or is this just, hey, no. Look, pulling him back has turned him into a bit of a playmaker? It's forced him to do other things.
No, I think we've always said we've needed a nine here. And this is with all due respect to Rubio. We never thought that he was going to be that nine that was going to score that 15, 20 goals. So Robin thought, okay, let's put somebody else up top and let's put him in that role, because the way he runs, the way he fights, the way he can see the game. And little by little, he grew into that. But you don't go from a nine and you go thrown into a false nine as a 10 and you don't automatically just click it. I got this. No, I took him time, and Robin was patient with him. But now, listen, right now, he's our MVP. He's going to be our leading goal scorer. So he has been the shining light of this year playing in that position.
I think it's spectacular, and it's a small alteration within a team that just unleashes a lot in a player. So you pull him off of defense. He's now facing the game more.
Yep.
Did you think he could be a playmaker, Marcelo, from that position initially?
You know, I don't think anybody would have thought, hey, Rubio's a 10. Okay. Yeah. But some of the tendencies he has of dropping away from the two center forwards. And if you're a defender like I am, when a forward drops into the midfield, you got to decide, do I go get him or do I sit back in my position so they can't play balls in that pocket? And he had a tendency to drop into the midfield and find the game. Did I think he would be this good in this position? I don't think a lot of people would have thought that, but Robin. And Robin saw it. He thought, this guy can play what I want, because Robin's got specific profiles of every player, okay, of what position and what they can do and how they need to be in that position. And I got to say, Rubio's fit the bill perfectly for Robin.
Yeah, I mean, credit to Robin Fraser. This is go pick off Jazzy Zardes and drop a little bit deeper Diego Rubio, and you got 12 goals and 7 goals between the two of them. Wow, great stuff right there. All right, Jack Price has been injured. You guys got Vancouver on Wednesday, so the Dynamo do get a little bit of a break there because you guys have an extra game during the week when they come to altitude. Where's Jack Price in? How much more does he have to give, and where is he health-wise?
Everything we've heard, he should be 100% by Houston, Houston's game, next year. So, it's unfortunate. He got hurt the other day in the game. He just came back. And he's such an integral piece to that team. He's the captain. He's the leader. And it's unfortunate that he came back from one injury, got another one, could be out for a few weeks. So, but he's an important guy that even if he's not playing, he's at practice, he's on the bench. And you got to have your captain. You got to have your leader. And we hope speedy recovery. We don't know how long it's going to be, 2-3 weeks. It's a bruise. So we'll wait and see. Hopefully they'll be in a position when he comes back that they'll be making a playoff run or a playoff push towards the end of the year.
Marcelo, who has had to take the load for Jack Price? And of course, I remember every single game we do when we talk about the Colorado Rapids, don't concede silly free kicks or corners because Jack Price can deliver a ball. Who's kind of taken that role over in his absence?
I don't think anybody can replace what Jack does. Acosta does the set pieces from one side. Gutierrez does them from the other side now. They switch off because they want in swingers. I don't think you have a leader, a captain, and no disrespect, Jack's Jack, man. I mean, when he puts that armband on, he can wind you up and lead you like a captain should. So from there now, Danny's got to step up. Costa's got to step up. Those are important things. Ruby off the step up. The problem is you lose your vocal leader, that guy that can lead this team, because this is a pretty quiet. Costa's pretty quiet. Danny's pretty quiet. Lalas is pretty quiet. So the only one that really you can hear now out on that field is William Yarbrough. But William is a little further back. But he's the guy that leads this team now, especially vocally throughout the game.
Marcelo Balboa joining us. Look, 117 goals were scored over the course of the last two weekends in Major League Soccer.
Yeah.
Off the chains. That's over four goals a game. So the theory out there is always, you know, you hear international guys come to the league and say, oh, one of the reasons I wanted to come, it's more open football, but it's less tactical.
Yeah.
You buy that it's less tactical? And no. should we just own it and say, look, it's a great high-scoring goal league. There's a lot of entertainment. There's mistakes. Who cares?
Yeah, listen, there's a lot of people that have the opinion that MLS is not great, that, oh, I prefer the EPL. Of course, it's been around 100 years. They spend how much money every year? MLS is getting better and better and better. And you know what? This is going to be a weird year. You know why? Because it's a World Cup year. And as a player, you're out there making sure you're not going into a tackle or you're not doing something silly that doesn't put you on that World Cup roster. Let's just be straight up and honest, because when I played the same thing.
You're telling me Herrera and Houston's pulling out of tackles?
You doubt going into, listen, there's guys on this U.S. team that have never played in a World Cup, right? You're telling me you're going to go into a 50 or a 60, 40 tackle like you would 2 years ago? No. So you're being extra careful. You're doing different things that you normally don't want to do, but you're doing them because you see the light at the end of the tunnel. And the light at the end of the tunnel is playing in a dream come true in a World Cup and making a World Cup roster. So this year, players, I see it. I think other people see it too, that they're not playing the same way that we're used to seeing them play. And it's okay. It's reality, man. I can sit here and lie to you. No, the guys are playing 100%. They're playing like, no, man. You've got.
But give me an example. Give me an example of someone you think isn't playing.
Listen, I think it's.
I'm going to take the other side of the coin and say the quickest way to get hurt is to be overthinking it and not play at 100%.
Agree, but the dumbest way to get hurt is going into a tackle that you would normally go into, and you go into it anyway at 60-40 when the favor is not in your side, right? Listen, you can get hurt anytime, any place. It doesn't matter. But you minimize the risk factor of some of the balls push tackle. You know what that's about. When somebody push tackles, do you go in to tackle that guy or do you kind of hold him up and say, you know what I mean? So yes, and I agree. If you play differently, you get hurt. But I've seen a lot more yellow cards this year from grabbing and tugging and pulling than I have from a tackle. So, and I think again, I think people don't realize that this is our pinnacle. This is it. This is what we dream of as a kid to represent your country in the biggest sporting event in the world. So in the back of your mind, it's there, man.
Fair enough, Cello. Listen, thank you so much as always for coming on. You've got the call Wednesday of the Rapids at Vancouver on the fake stuff up there at BC Place. By the way, it's like going to an opera up there. It's very quiet, so you better put some fake natural sound in or something. It's very quiet at BC Place.
I'm not saying a word. I look forward to Wednesday night's game.
Well, you tell me if I'm wrong after that game, okay?
And there we go.
Back on the show, and we'll talk a little more cup as well. Marcelo, thank you as always.
You're welcome, buddy.
All right, that's Marcelo Balboa. He'll have the call for the Colorado Rapids. The Dynamo will go there Saturday, but first the Rapids have Vancouver on Wednesday. Big game for the Rapids now at 8, 9, and 7, 10th in the West, but they're making a push to get into the playoffs. We'll take a break here. As always, a big thank you to Advantage BMW in Midtown. Go down there, see Steven, see Justin. They got me in an X5. Absolutely love the vehicle. Best in customer service down there. Advantage BMW in Midtown. You want the best, you'll get the best. Go down there, see Justin. Get yourself in the ultimate driving machine. We'll take a break. More to come.